Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and I'm excited about the excitement that these girls have. That we were talking a little bit right before we started, and oh, my gosh, you guys are just, okay, you need to buckle up. Hopefully you're driving and you're already buckled in your car.
Get your helmet on.
The exciting things we're going to be talking about. I know, exactly, and a helmet. Helmets are always a good idea. So I'll right off the bat, Miss Amy, how are you tonight?
I am retreating.
Okay. She's retreated. And as always, we love having Miss Katie Fitzgerald, our food guru, with us. Miss Katie, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing so fabulous. I have my dear, dear soul sister here with me, and we are indeed retreating. But retreating doesn't mean we're retreating from the world. We are retreating to get into our peaceful space and our sacred space and just really enjoy being sisters together and refresh and rejuvenate ourselves. So it's been amazing.
Love it.
2.5
months
there. Love. Well, and I'm retreating away
I love
from
it.
The world.
I'm a little, jelly, there you go. I'm a little jelly, but I know you guys are going to get me up to speed real quick. So, I mean, you know, that's one thing with COVID. We've learned how to be able to live with others when it comes to just these experiences. So. Let's talk about it. We're going to talk about this home day spa idea. Let's go for it.
Cool. Well, and that's the thing is we are in my home, and Amy and I did try. We had initially intended on doing a retreat somewhere. We had our sights on this amazing fitness spa.
Well, not even. Well, we want to do it. Was for your birthday
right,
in June. But it was last June.
Last June.
Right. And so we were all excited. We were going to go to St. George to this amazing spa, which Robin, you and I have been to. And we loved it. But, of course, COVID, we weren't getting in there. And we're like, okay, we'll do it this year. And then what happened?
Well, and then everybody and his brother decided to do it this year. And so the prices skyrocketed. And I said, no, I that's just absurd. And so I started to toy with how could we just do this ourselves? It's like, really, what is it so special about that event and that spa was the environment and the nourishment and the chance to do outdoor activities that were just outside your door. And I went, wait a minute, I have all that. I have a big property. I have a beautiful place. I have a gorgeous kitchen. I have my own girl grotto, my girl shed, whatever you want to call it. My Katie Cove is what some people call it. And why not bring that energy into my own backyard, literally, and just not have to hassle with all that and just create this beautiful environment for Amy and I to reconnect physically on a soul level, because we connect every week. We do 3 p.m.
And we do tea times.
Tea time every day. Yes, and that's just a virtual thing. We don't, get on a call. We just have tea.
Or get on a plane.
Yeah,
because I'm in Vegas. She's in Northern California. That's a little bit of a challenge.
Yep. So every Sunday we have a call and we get to see each other on video, but we wanted to really get back together and start to reconnect on a different plane. And then this just kind of evolved. So we said, why not? And by the way, I've been staycationing my whole life until about 2007 when I actually went on a real vacation. But I love staycations. I get all my things that I love around me. I have my kitchen. I have my environment that I'm comfortable with. So we thought, how do we make this special? How do we make it so that we don't work, that we don't disrupt our psyche by thinking, oh, we have to do something, or we have to do it here and now. And at this moment, we have no schedule. We have no plan. Each of us made a list of what we were excited to do together.
Exactly. And not make it about one person has to do everything.
No. And Amy, talk a little bit about like what our morning is in terms of like how do we figure out what we're doing that day?
Well, for and Robin is really great at just retreating. She and I, and we'll talk more about that later, do this on, we escape together. You know, we go to Sedona, or she'll come to my house, and we'll retreat together. And so what Katie has, again, it's finding our own way, and I want to come, I'll back into that about how we got to where we are. But right now is like, how do I have a retreat that I need for myself personally and spiritually, and how does Katie have that for herself, and how do we have it together?
Yeah.
So for right now, it's kind of like she has a friend that she walks with on the mornings, and she needed to continue doing that, and we talked about that. And so it's like, okay, she does that, and then I have that time to do whatever I'm doing. And then we come together, we're going to play the transformation game together. We've already done that. We went and picked flowers for ourselves, and Robin did this amazing reading for us. So it's about how do you retreat for yourself and the friends that you're retreating with.
Yeah, and I think that the interesting thing here is that we literally did not go in this with a plan.
Right.
We just said, here's the date, here's the time. And we are making this up as we go, and it has just been beautiful and magical because we're not trying to force anything. So just as Amy said, I think you put it so beautifully, we're retreating together, and we're also having our own retreats. But we're coming together at the key point, and then we're having moments where we can do the things we need to do. And
I
want to
talk
about that. Yeah. I want to talk about the flowers for a moment, because we realized we didn't define an opening ceremony to our retreat, but we realized that picking the flowers for Robin to give us a flower reading was the opening ceremony, because we both had a moment to choose from a lot of amazing flowers at a local grocery store that has a great florist. What did we want from this retreat? And we picked different flowers, and then Robin gave us this amazing reading, and then we read the reading, and then we were off and running. I mean, it was just this amazing moment, and it wasn't like Robin read it in 5 seconds, because that wasn't an opening ceremony. An opening ceremony can take days, right? And so it was this beautiful transitioning moment away from busyness and work and schedules and obligations, to this moment of introspection and looking at what you need and looking at the flowers and saying, all right, flowers, what do I need? What lessons do I need? And so that, to me, was our opening ceremony. And I do recommend, if you're going to do a do-it-yourself retreat, find a way to do some sort of an opening ceremony. I would recommend the flowers.
So, Robin, I'm going to jump into here a little bit, and I want you to comment. And I know that you've done this for yourself, and that you've done it with me and with other people. And we're talking about a do-it-yourself retreat with friends. And one of the things that and I think we'll definitely be talking about this more in the future, that how do you find a way to do it that works for you? You could even, one thing that Katie had brought up that I really love is that, like, creating retreat boxes that mm-hmm. you could end up having, that you could have a retreat together, but in separate places.
Yep.
So you were like, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, the possibilities are endless.
Well, and you mentioned I walk with Ellen, my friend, every day. Ellen lives in another state. So we walk virtually, and we've done that for 5 years. So you don't have to be in the same place to connect. You don't have to be in the same place to retreat together.
Mm-hmm. So, Robin, is there anything that comes to you about creating do-it-yourself retreat that you've done for yourself, you've done with friends that you want to bring to the table right now?
Well, one thing that I've done before with a women's group is that each one of us took a segment of the weekend or whatever time it was, and we basically had it a place where we would nurture the group.
Nice.
So some people chose to do it with food. Some people chose to do it with, like, you know, like a massage or care or whatever. Some people chose to do it with story. You know, some people chose to do it with like going on a walk and kind of being the guide to a walk where, especially if we'd been someplace where one of the ladies that was hosting, she took us on a special walk that nobody knew where we were going.
Ooh.
And so she was the guide. She was the guide. And what was really nice about that was so much of the having it where you have other people who are caring for you, it's just building trust. It's building trust.
Like
it's letting go. It's allowing yourself to be in this place of exploring things. It's like people were making all kinds of really wonderful foods and stuff like that. And it was fun for them because they were basically pushing the envelope of things that they had made. And yet they were sharing it with others, and the food was just amazing.
Well,
and it really allowed everybody to just come to a new way of exploring about, and they would kind of share why they were making it and how they were making it. And some of them were taking, like, traditional recipes from their mothers or grandmothers and basically kind of twisting them a little bit and making them their own, more modern in the recipes that they did.
So there's a lot of innovation and fresh being invited.
Vulnerability.
And that's vulnerability. I love that.
Well, and I love that you said that everybody took a piece of the retreat and offered something of themselves to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than what you don't want to do is you don't want to make it a job. You don't want to make it one person.
And that's something that we had all talked about ahead of time. We said, you know, we don't want to have somebody who's kind of puts the hat on and is just the facilitator for the whole weekend. You know, we didn't want that.
No,
we wanted people to be able to step forward for a time. And you know, everything else was like collectives. If dishes need to be done, we'd collectively do it. You know what I mean? Or whatever. There would be just collectives where we would all kind of make it easy for everybody. So nobody was really in charge the whole weekend. Even the lady who was hosting, we didn't allow her to host all weekend. We're like, no, you're not hosting right now.
Well, yeah, Katie's always in charge. We know that. We probably all would want to wear that hat.
Yeah, we all would want to wear that hat. But that's part of the surrendering, and that's part of the trust is coming from that place of like something bigger.
Weekend together, and we're all here to be gifted and getting what we're going to get out of it.
So
it was lovely.
It can be this really wonderful. Where it's very synchronistic. You know, it's very very organic in the way that it got put together in a lot of ways.
Well, and I think that's the word, right? Organic.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm a nutritionist, so I think you should do organic. But I will tell you that.
Or have organic retreat.
Amy and I made a very simple meal. It was stuff that I had in the fridge, and I made sure we had stuff in the fridge that we could do simple meals, so we didn't have to overthink too much. And what was so lovely was to have Amy's presence in the kitchen with me, cooking with me, being there with me. She set the table. She was like, she helped clean up the dishes. It was like so nice to just have that camaraderie in the kitchen because I do tend to be in the kitchen by myself. And it was just a little lovely. And it was easy.
Yep.
It was very easy, meaning there was no stress, there was no pressure, there was no nothing. And we ate our meal and we really enjoyed it. It was just so delightful and so simple. And then we cleaned up and relaxed. It was just a blow, and then we
binge watched some, and we will continue to do that. One of my favorite shows that I never get to watch with anybody.
Right, and I love it too. We watch Good Witch.
My husband won't watch it with me. I don't have anybody to watch it with me, and so because we're together, we can do it in real time, make fun of stuff.
Oh, we did. We totally had so much fun with it. We were like, oh, wow, there she is, the sparkle.
So I want to bring up 3 points that I think are really important with our do-it-yourself retreat with friends. Because I think that's important. It's good to do your own retreats.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's good. There's this nurturing, the in-reach and the outreach. First, where? Like Katie said, we had looked at St. George, this amazing retreat. We were going to do that. They're like, no, that's not going to work financially. And with the COVID coming out, it's like, it felt a little icky. So she had this great idea. Let's get in an Airbnb. And so we started looking at that, and they just got really complicated, and where do we go, and who do we invite? Because we thought about inviting other people.
Yeah.
But with COVID, just, you know, the restrictions coming up, it just didn't feel really right. So it's like, so we settled.
We
chose to come to Katie's most amazing place. And so they're the where. And there's no right where or wrong where. you know, it can be at a, you know, Holiday Inn or whatever.
Well, and I will tell you that one retreat that my friend Julie, the owner of the Healing Farm, not a plug, just putting it out there. Julie actually created a retreat where people went, they went camping in Joshua Tree National Forest.
I love that.
And, and it was a soul retreat, meaning that y'all had your own camp, your own tent. So, you know, it, the where is important, but where, be creative.
Mm-hmm.
Be, think outside the box.
And each one can be different. So
it can.
Know that. Each time can be different.
Yeah.
And so, so the where. And then the intention. And I think it's important that each person has their own intention
right.
of what the retreat is going to be. And then the group has an intention.
Right. And it can be a real focus. Like you might have a retreat that's all focused on let's reset our diet and fitness,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you could have a retreat that says let's get off technology for a week,
mm-hmm.
right? And then each person can bring their intention to that. So, Amy, I know my intention of this retreat with you was really a connection retreat. It was
right.
to reconnect physically with you.
The last time that we were physically together was right before COVID.
A week before COVID.
It all went shut down.
Yeah, everything shut down. So, so it was for me, it was a reconnect.
Mm-hmm.
It was a rejuvenation and reconnect. That's all we're focused on in this retreat. But I've been on retreats where it was about let's restart the way we are eating and exercising.
Mm-hmm.
I've been on retreats
where and we've done some of that.
Yeah.
So what we did, so we started with intentions, we got clear. Right. And for me, it was also the respite before I relaunch my work.
Yeah.
So my Alana, our dear Alana, she's in the ethereals there somewhere, has done this amazing mm-hmm. job on helping me to who am I? And where am I going next? You with my heart dream. And so spending this week with my dear Katie is really helping me, and you doing the flower reading, Robin, thank
so
you,
beautiful.
Has really helped me go, okay, when in July 12th, boom, I'm going to be
right.
back on. But right now, I'm just kind of taking my time. I am doing some things like the show. Yay. I'm honored to be part of Transformation Cafe. It is a part of who I am. I get to bring my genius to this. And then we are, one of the things we did this morning, and we'll get more into this in a minute, was about planning the food, and I'd love to have you talk a little bit about the food and how we did that, because I need help with food. Food is an issue for me. It's kind of an enemy for me, and Katie's helping me to not have that be, and let's do this in a fun way.
Right.
You know, and also we're both supporting each other on books that we're working on. So there are intentions within the intention.
Oh, absolutely, and mine is one thing, Amy, the reason I said rejuvenation is, Amy knows that I've just come, I literally, June 30th was the end of pilot one for a huge training program that I helped launch at my company, that my day job. And that was a nine-month project. And that nine-month project started 2 months after a 12-month project had concluded.
Right.
So I am in desperate need of rejuvenation. My heart, my soul, everything was given to that program, and I need fertilizer, so that's really what this is. I don't.
And
need
I'm good at fertilizing.
I don't need flesh. I don't need.
I'm good at that.
I need fertilizer. I knew where she was going with that.
I can't help it.
But that's the thing. There could be intentions with an intention.
Yeah.
And the beauty of this kind of retreat, and Robin, we want to give you a moment to say a word. I know we've been talking so much. So Robin, what are your comments and thoughts about what we just said and the things that we've just shared?
Well, I think more than anything, if anybody's listening, they can just hear the amount of enthusiasm and the level of rejuvenation that you two are supporting each other in. You can totally hear it, which is the way you're speaking to one another. But it's just like anything. It's just, more than anything, it's about taking the time. You know, if you're going to take the time to make appointments with other people, taking the time to make appointments with yourself and with just like a special person in your life that, yeah, you connect all the time. Like you guys see each other every week and do this different stuff. But, it's like when two or more gathered in my name, when two or more are gathered in
there
spirit and having that be something that it can, being able to have, just this time to love and appreciate each other and nurture one another in a way that you're not going to get that from other people. And I think, women are so good about being in a place when, they can relax and allow themselves to literally put their, put their hair down and their feet up and have flip-flops or fuzzy slippers on. There's just a new way of being able to allow themselves, right, to be, Yeah, exactly. And, you know, just really be in a place where you feel like you're being heard. You're feeling like you can allow yourself to be nourished. You feel like you can be in this place of that, you know, people get me and I feel connected. And you don't necessarily can get that in a lot of places.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think one of the places that I know I connect with people is over a meal. I'm a fan mm-hmm. of cooking. I love to plan what I'm going to cook. And I think my favorite part of the retreat, I mean, there's so many highlights and moments, but my favorite part was this morning when I got to share with Amy my process of how I do meal planning. And it's you would all think, oh, she's a nutritionist, so that must look really interesting and dry. But it's actually really fun. I go to my bookshelf and I look at all my cookbooks, and I have multiple bookshelves of cookbooks, and I'm like, okay, pick three that call to me, and I grab them off the shelf, and I bring them to my girl grotto, and I spread them all out, and I flip through them. I know these books. I've been through them a million times, but I go through them, and I see what inspiration do I have, and how can I make a meal? Ooh, there's that beautiful bok choy with mushrooms. Now I need a main course that will have that kind of Asian-inspired influence. Ooh, there's my Thai lettuce wraps, and I just start to create out of what these books offer me from the visuals and the words. But it was so fun because I did it with Amy today. And Amy, maybe you can talk a little bit about the process we did and how that felt for you.
Well, what I loved about it was it was a very collaborative process. You brought six books.
Yep.
And then you looked at three. I looked at three and had index cards where we marked the, you know, different recipes we liked. And then we're planning for tonight's dinner and then through dinner on Friday. And we came up with, what, you know, when will we eat? You know, will we go out? How, those kinds of things. And then decided, oh, these are the meals that we want to have that sound really yummy to us. And, you know, like, oh, I don't like beets. Okay, no beets. You know, whatever, just those kinds of things. And then we created a list. We looked in the house and made sure we shopped in the house first for what she had. And then we went to the grocery store, and we ended up going to a couple places. And that was part of the adventure, too, and meeting people and connecting with people. So it wasn't just that we went and bought food, but we also made connections with people. As a matter of fact, the other day we connected with somebody who is, she was in like the last week or the last month of her job at the restaurant, and that she's moving to a place near me, relatively, and would love to have our support. And so we gave her both our emails. And we've had other magical moments, and we only started this Sunday morning, so we still have really three full days.
Well, it was interesting. Mm-hmm. The waitress at that restaurant, or I should say server, pardon me, she told us where she was going. She was going to study veterinary medicine, and when we had asked her, Amy had asked her, what do you think about the bacon burger? And she goes, well, I'm vegan. and I went, oh, okay. So you don't have an opinion on a burger. It's okay. And she looked at me like, you understood what I just said? And she was like, you understood vegan. And so we were able to build some rapport with her and let her know who we were. She told us who she was. She was delightful. And then today, the grocery store cashier who worked with us is a young man who I've known since he was 16. He's now 21. I knew him only from the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
But because the grocery store I go to is a place where people build rapport. And he's graduated to now being a cashier, and he started off as a bagger, and he moved his way around the whole store. And when I saw him at the register, I'm like, what? This is so cool. And so it was fun for me to share that with Amy, for her to see the relationships that I have in my community. So for us, this meal planning and then shopping for the ingredients was a really important part of our retreat. It was a part where Amy, you tell me, how did that feel to see me in my natural habitat?
Well, it makes it easier. We've known each other for many, many years. But, you know, there's a difference between knowing each other and going to dinner and hanging out, because we lived together, and, you know, we lived together in Vegas, but we were both in Vegas at the same time. So we would see each other, but we didn't have time together, really.
Right.
And when you have time together in their natural environment, you can really see how to really support each other.
Yeah.
And having those reference points. Now, I know this person. You know, I met him. I don't know him, but I met him. And so now I have a reference point with a true connection, not just a story of it.
Right. So when I say Tim,
right,
you'll know who Tim
exactly
was. Right.
Yeah, and then I can support you in, you know, that relationship.
So that's one of the beauties of doing it yourself retreats in your own backyard, mm-hmm. i.e. your own neighborhood, mm-hmm. because your friend or friends who join you there get to know you in a whole different way.
Well, and I'm going to toss another thing out, Robin, and then I want you to kind of how you can figure, you know, bring whatever, you know, you're feeling called to bring to the table. But one of the things that Katie did to set us up, and I'm going to have her talk about it. Well, one thing, we both have journals. I brought a journal that that was given by Katie. She gave it to me, and she was using a journal I had given to her, but we never talked about that.
No, we didn't. It was so funny. We just brought them out on the table, and I'm like, hey, I gave you that journal. And Andrew goes, I gave you that journal. And we both, of course, in the journals, we wrote to each other. In the journal. Mm-hmm. We didn't just gift the journal. We wrote something in the journal when we gifted it. So it was so cool and serendipitous to see, wow, we both chose
the
journal.
And the magic that's happening by having a space together. So I'd love to have you talk about the ritual of the cups and the plates that you got.
So about a month before this event happened, I happened to come across in my grocery store, mm-hmm. where Kim works,
mm-hmm.
I happened to come across this beautiful display by this amazing woman. I don't remember her artwork. I want to say it's Petals and Pastels. And she had made these gorgeous mugs, mm-hmm. and plates. Mm-hmm. And they were bee-inspired, like
so
bees,
cool.
honeybees. And it says, be happy was the slogan. And I bought us each a mug.
The same mug.
But I bought each individual plate. Slightly different, so that we would know which plate belonged to whom, and we could put our mug on that plate. And my goal was to have these beautiful plates and mugs be our opening ritual of an afternoon tea the first day that Amy arrived. And we did. We had our afternoon tea. We had our mugs. We had our plates. And those have been our mugs and plates throughout the journey so far. We use it for our morning coffee, we use it for our afternoon tea, whatever it might be. And that kind of went with the mm-hmm. journal concept,
right.
is having something special that the people in the retreat can connect together with. Like, we all have the same mug, we all have the same connection there. And
we could take it home.
Right. I did tell Amy, I said, you can take this home with you. Or you can leave it here for the next time you come here for a retreat mm-hmm. with me. It's really up to you. I will not be offended if you take it home with you. I might ask you to bring it back for the next retreat. Or I may bring mine to your house for the next retreat.
Exactly.
Right?
So I wanted to share that. Robin, we're at the, you know, the tying it together point,
right.
which I know it's hard to believe we're there.
No, I'm like, oh,
so bring us home, Robin.
Oh, my gosh, no pressure, right?
Oh, my gosh, no pressure, right?
No pressure. I'm not coming home until Friday, so I'm just saying right now.
Yeah. I love the bee mug and the plate and all that. And there's something to be said when you have, like, homemade or love-made plates and cups and things like that people can really relate to, because it's the matter of, like, you're sharing that creativity and that love with Amy, and you know, you guys have that something that you're going to have, you know, there's something about having a mug that you share and having that tea, you know, it's just like, having that is just such a special, a thing that bonds. It's just like breaking bread, you know, having tea together is just this, really sacred thing. I mean, it's no wonder that, you know, some cultures, you know, have tea ceremonies, because it's something that's really mm-hmm. important and just the connectivity for people. So, you know, really when it comes to a home day spa, it's about, you know, really maybe sitting down with yourself, maybe somebody else that you want to be doing with, a whole group of ladies, depending on what it looks like, or whoever you want to be bringing together. But I think it's really important that you can be like-minded. I think it's really important that you can feel like you're coming from a place of spiritual connection with each person. And have it be something where, you know, you can come sit, all sit at a table and just sit and smile at one another, and there's a comfortableness that's there. And it may not necessarily happen at the beginning of the retreat, but it definitely will be there at the end, because it's that matter of sharing your soul with one another.
Or it could go either way. You'll never speak to each other again.
No. I think with this, something like this, it's definitely something that's filling your soul, and you know, you feel your belly, you feel your soul, and you really can open yourself up to new experiences that are with their mind, body, and spirit, and it's something that can be very, very satisfying for yourself and others when you are able to have people sharing what they love and doing it in a way that wants to be something that they're all, you know, it's all being caretakers and being able to be receivers.
Right. So, Robin, I want to say thank you for the retreat that you give me and anybody who is on these podcasts or anybody who listens to these podcasts, because
yeah.
you do
Amen.
It every week, 500 and blah, blah, blah times.
Yep. You're awesome.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
and
I
get
a flower.
Yeah, so beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I get as much joy out of being a giver as a receiver, and I think that's something that we all can just simply embrace and just have fun with it. It's about having fun. Woohoo! You know?
All right.
Okay.
You're in the next
one. Get me a beer, a B mug. I want a B mug. That sounds good. Sounds really good.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.